From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump today withdrew the United States from the proposed 12-nation Pacific Rim Trade Pact. Mr. Trump said the action was good for American workers. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was negotiated in 2009, but the U.S. Congress has never ratified it. The president also issued an order reinstating a previous ban on providing government funds to international groups that perform abortions. And Mr. Trump issued a hiring freeze for many government agencies as a way to reduce the cost of government and to rein in its growth. At the start of a meeting Monday with business leaders, the president warned executives to not move their operations to other countries. He said they would face hefty tariffs if they manufacture products elsewhere and then attempt to bring them back across the border to sell in the U.S.
If you stay here, there's no tax. Somebody would say, oh, Trump is going to tax. I'm not going to tax. There is no tax, none whatsoever. And I just want to tell you, all you have to do is stay. Don't leave. Don't fire your people in the United States.
The president also met with labor union leaders who offered broad praise of Mr. Trump after the meeting. Officials report no breakthroughs at peace talks in Kazakhstan between the Syrian government and rebel groups. Indications are that Monday's discussions were very contentious. Talks will continue Tuesday. Iraqi forces announced Monday that they have taken over the last remaining Islamic State enclave in the eastern part of the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered an investigation into reports of human rights violations by government troops and paramilitary forces fighting to retake the city. Also Monday in Iraq, a car bomb blew up in a busy street in eastern Baghdad, killing 11 people and wounding 22. This is VOA News.